Overall, 48% of First Nation households have difficulty putting enough food on the table. Families with children are even more likely to struggle. And higher prices for healthy food in rural and remote communities compared to urban centers, making healthy food beyond the reach of many families. So that was one of our main pillars of programming is healthy food access. Well, I guess the biggest barrier is the cost of healthy food. You know, even transportation sometimes is an issue. So having, you know, those ingredients or, you know, that produce and those items here is, you know, people are comfortable to come pick those things up. And, you know, we also have recipes or, you know, little advice and tips and things like that. And it starts dialogue and, you know, conversation. If somebody wants to cook here or whatever they want to do, they're able to do. People are also finding it increasingly difficult to access traditional food, which is healthier and is foundational to the culture and traditions of Indigenous communities. Healthy food access is one of our main priorities. With that being said, access to traditional food is also one of the main priorities. And governments must do more to remove barriers in access to traditional food to help address the disproportionately high rates of First Nation food insecurity.